Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Radio broadcast. Oh, hey, Jesus didn't come back yesterday. Isn't that amazing? I hope you're looking for him to come back. Oh, yeah. And here, listen to me. Before we get into today's wee short message, I hope that you're taking every opportunity that you can to make Jesus famous. We don't have that long to go, folks. Let's make him famous while we have yet got breath. Again, today I want to talk to you about the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 1:18 is our text. We're talking about this wonderful redeeming blood, which not only redeems us, it cleanses us, and it preserves and protects us. Aye, the Israelites found that out, didn't they? Back in Exodus 12, they found out that the death angel passed over, for the Lord had promised, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And of course, that was pointing towards the blood of the Lamb without spot, without blemish, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, he's wonderful, and he hung upon the cross. Thank you, Lord. You died for our sins. Let me ask you a wee question. Are you a believer? You are. Great. Now, let me ask you, have you thanked the Father for the blood of Jesus? Today I'm talking about, have you thanked the Father for the blood of Jesus? Did you do it today? Hey, listen, not just once, not just twice, as often as you think about it, as often as the Holy Spirit brings it to your memory, why don't you practice this? Thank the Father for the blood of the Lord Jesus. Well, how many times? As often as you can. I'd be alarmed if I didn't do that every day. Lord, thank you for your blood. Your blood has cleansed me. Your blood has paid for me. Your blood has purchased me. Your blood preserves me. Your blood protects me. Oh, folks, it's like saying, Rock of Ages cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. This is real. This is real. This is not just going to church. This is reality. Jesus has taken responsibility for us. He's wonderful. His blood is amazing. The blood of Jesus, you know what? It's got many enemies today. Oh, preachers are not running around and saying, down with the blood, down with the blood, but this kind of talk that I do, it's kind of like dinosaur speech. People tell me I'm old-fashioned. I'll accept that. But I just don't understand why it is that Christians, people who say they are followers of the Lamb, are not thrilled by the blood. And we're told by our critics that we have a slaughterhouse religion. Does that offend me? No. Because Jesus was led as a lamb to the slaughter. If there'd been no slaughter, there would have been no salvation. And I'm not ashamed of that. I'm not ashamed of Jesus. What about you? Will you take your stand with him? Will you trust him and him only? Let me tell you, if you'll trust him and him alone, he'll save you. And that is the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee, 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.